Before we talk about these incredible days and this gospel passage, just a point of clarification. On a homily a couple days ago, I made the comment about wonderful Christians that were non-Catholic that converted to be Catholics, such as Scott Hahn, Steve Ray, Tim Staples, and I mentioned Alex Jones, and I have gotten some real hate mail. I just want to clarify something. I'm referring to Deacon Alex Jones, the African-American deacon who converted, God rest his soul, has passed on, not another Alex Jones who you are all sending me very angry letters. So I would like to clarify that, please. So we are talking about a different person, Deacon Alex Jones. Again, a great man, God rest his soul. So today we are sharing in or participating in something special. This all ties together in an amazing way that God's church does always for us. Let's start with the passage. Okay, what is the meaning? There's so much we can say about this. Let's try to summarize the passage of the gospel real quickly. Okay, we are all called to be fishers, fishers of men. We are all called in our lives to bring souls to Christ, whether we are out literally on the streets doing it, if we are in the preaching doing it, if it is just the simple way you lead your life by the example you set for your coworkers and classmates and family and friends, you are called to bring souls to Christ by being like Christ. Now, sometimes it seems drudgery. It seems difficult, just like these apostles seem to be toiling and toiling and catching no fish. So it seems like you might toil and trouble all night long, and the darkness of the night, my children are away from the faith, my husband doesn't even practice, my family has fallen away. It seems like, Lord, if you want me to be a fisher of men, I am catching no fish. And it seems like the darkness of the night has set in, and all of a sudden there's Jesus on the shore at the break of dawn. And it says when it was dawn, they saw Jesus on the shore. All of a sudden, a light comes. And a light comes to brighten and to help you bring souls. All of a sudden, 153 of them. Because Jesus told them to cast the net out. They did, and they caught 153 fish. Now, the meaning of that, depending on what church father you listen to, 153 were supposedly, according to some of the church fathers, the number of known species of fish in the sea at that time. So it represents the church. All nations, all people are coming to God and through you. And even though you've toiled on your own, you've tried on your own, you've caught nothing. But when God shows you how to do it, you start being a fisher of men and bringing him souls. That is what you are called to do. That is what you are tasked to do. Now, how do we do that? Well, we first got to clean up ourselves because we can't give what we don't have. And if we don't give, if we can't give what we don't have, we have to look in the mirror and say, okay, Lord, if I'm going to be a fisher of men, I got to start with myself. That's what we are in the next 3 days. We are in, as you have heard me say, the most holy 8 days of the year. Easter, Christmas is the second. Easter octave, starting on Easter Sunday, including the next 8 days to this Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, are the holiest 8 days of the year. Now, this year, smack dab in the middle of that octave, or I should say, towards the end of that octave, is First Friday and First Saturday. You have known the Marians for the last 4 years. We have not missed a single First Friday or First Saturday. There is no doubt in my mind that along with the precious blood, the devotions of the First Friday and First Saturday are some of the most important that we could have in the church. Now, all of that comes under God's divine mercy. Now, all of a sudden, this year, he has brought them all together. Now, there is these videos out there online, and people have been writing to me, and the latest one says, Father Chris says the world is going to end in September. Well, I never said that, but I tell you, If the Lord is going to come again, he's given us all the possible grace that you could get in these next 3 days. Okay, you've got tonight, First Friday. First Friday is so important because in it, we turn to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, why is that so important? It ties so beautifully to divine mercy because the rays of divine mercy, the blood and the water poured out of our Lord's heart. When Jesus was speared on the cross, you've heard me say this, the spear went through Jesus's, from the side into Jesus's chest cavity and punctured his heart. When the blood and the water flowed out of his side, like the side of the temple in the ancient Israel, where they would sacrifice the animals, they'd have troughs to collect the blood. Then at the end of the day of sacrifice, they'd take buckets of water or clay jars of water, splash the water to rinse out the blood. It would shoot out a hole on the right side of the temple. And this is what Jesus did when he was speared. But that blood and water came from the heart. That heart is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that is what we celebrate tonight. If you want to say to yourself, Lord, I want to get to heaven, and the Lord is going to judge you on whether or not you were a fisher of men, and you brought your soul and the souls of those entrusted to you to him, that is your way to everlasting life. We start tonight. We start tonight. Because in it, the Sacred Heart has everything. Now, people who say, you crazy Marians are trying to replace the Sacred Heart with divine mercy. No, they go together because the blood and the water of the divine mercy come from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If Brother Mark can show the image, I'm not sure if he's able to, but if he can pan to the image, you can see in the image of divine mercy, the heart is alit, it is bright. And so from it is coming the blood and the water. Those are the two tools that wipe away Satan's only two tools. Satan only has two tools, sin, and the result of sin is death. Okay, now, what wipes out sin? You've heard me say this, but this is the best time maybe ever since I've been a priest to summarize this for you because of where we are in the next 3 days. In that image, you have everything, and the blood and the water are key. So if Satan's only two tools are sin and death, what wipes out sin? The cleansing waters of baptism and confession. That's the pale ray, the water. So that wipes out Satan's only tool of sin. Satan's other tool is the result of sin, death. And what wipes out death? Life. And what is life to the Jews? Blood. As you've heard me say, that's why they ate kosher meal. They would drain the blood from the animal. And the blood was the life of the animal, all right, and from the meat. And so in it, we have something powerful on this Friday. Today is the first Friday where we make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus for the sin and the ingratitude of mankind. Why is this so important? Because Jesus told St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who was her reception of this vision of Jesus came in the same month we Marians were founded. Okay, we celebrate now 1670 from the oblatio of our founder, but we always used to celebrate it from 1673. That exact time, Jesus appears to Margaret Mary Alacoque, and he tells her about the Sacred Heart. And in that Sacred Heart, he tells Margaret Mary, go be a fisherwoman. Go out, bring me souls, and do it through the Sacred Heart. Teach the world that my heart is love. And so he told St. Margaret Mary, tell the world to come to my Sacred Heart. I am love. Come to me to receive my love. Well, the world didn't do it. We were stiff-necked. We did our own thing. So then the Lord rose up another great saint, St. Faustina, and told St. Faustina that now divine mercy is mankind's last hope of salvation because he called us to the Sacred Heart. We didn't respond. So then he's going to pour out of that heart what he is so dying to pour out on the world, his mercy, the rays of blood and water. The problem was he told her the world has wounded this heart and I can't pour out the blood and the water. My heart is aching. He uses the word clamoring to pour out the blood and the water upon the world. But I can't, the Lord said, because it's so wounded. My heart is full of holes. It is so wounded from sin that I can't pour out this blood and this water, because by my own justice, I can't do it. But I'm dying to do it. I'm clamoring to do it. So what does he do to Margaret Mary Alacoque? Tells her to start the first Fridays, because in it we come and we make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus for the sin and the ingratitude that has wounded his heart. So now his heart is able to pour out divine mercy upon the world. That's what we do tonight. So we're going to ask you to join us at 8 o'clock here in person. I will be running the first Friday devotion at 8 o'clock tonight. Okay. And then at 8 o'clock, it's only 1 hour long. We will talk about that and the importance of it. And we make reparation to fulfill the first Friday devotion that our Lord gave us. We'll explain it all tonight. Then tomorrow is a first Saturday. And all of this is because Mary is such an integral part. Why? Because God's greatest act of mercy ever bestowed upon a creature is the Immaculate Conception. Immaculate Conception of Mary. And so Mary, St. Faustina, always stressed the importance of Mary. Father Seraphim always said, God entrusted divine mercy to his mother to spread around the world through her distribution of grace. So on the first Saturdays, which we will do tomorrow, tomorrow. Boy, you can tell I don't go with much sleep during Divine Mercy Sunday weekend. So tomorrow, we invite you, because I will be leading the first Saturdays over at the St. Faustina Center. It will be right after the talks at Jim Wahlberg that will be here, and Father Don Calloway. Right after that, that starts our conference at 9:30. Right after that, those will be live streamed. I will do the first Saturday. And in it, we make reparation, or I should say, we turn to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and we make reparation to it for the sins and ingratitude against the five blasphemies of Mary. And we'll talk about that on the first Saturday. Mary ties it all together. And then, our Lord culminates everything from Easter Sunday to the next 7 days, where we're on our pilgrimage called life. Seven represents time and eternity. We get to the eighth day. You heard me say last homily, 8 represents eternity to the Jews, and on that 8th day, we will enter into eternity. All it is the day you die. It's symbolic that every one of us will go through the 8th day. The 8th day is when you enter into eternity. And God, when you enter into eternity, wants to come for you as his bride. That's the meaning of the Mass. You've heard me say so many times, when you come up this aisle, you are the bride who's waiting for you at the altar. Jesus, your groom, and it is consummated. Jesus, the groom, enters into you, the bride. You've heard me say this. But on this Divine Mercy Sunday, it is so critically important. Why? Because even though I didn't make that video, the world may end this September, okay? We don't know. I did not say that, but we don't know. This might be our last Divine Mercy Sunday. We don't know. When our Lord comes, we need to be ready. And this Sunday is your opportunity. If you've ever said, gee, I wish I could start over. I wish I could wipe my slate clean. You can. Why? Jesus wants to make you his spotless bride. And how do you become a spotless bride? You wipe away everything on your soul. And there are only 2 stains on your soul that are going to cause a real mess. One is sin, as we said, and the other is the result of that sin, death, the punishment that we are owed as consequence to our sin. Jesus gives you a chance to wipe them both away in 2 days. In 2 days, he gives you a chance to wipe them all away. Why does he do this? Because he is begging for you to be a bride ready to go to heaven with him. He doesn't want you not able to go to the wedding feast of the Lamb. That wedding feast of the Lamb is heaven. We practice, and a forerunner of it is this Mass. The Mass is a foretaste of the great mystery of the wedding feast of the Lamb in heaven. And you are experiencing it right now at the Mass, but even in a greater way in heaven. And so we prepare for it here. So this is a wedding feast. And in order for Jesus to take his bride to the wedding, she's got to be pure. That's why brides wear white. They are supposed to be the pure, spotless virgin. We are anything but we can become that way again. God's grace and mercy can cleanse us and purify us. How? Your two stains. One, sin. Get to confession. If you've already been, that's okay. Does not have to be on Divine Mercy Sunday. Can be today, can be tomorrow. If it was yesterday, that's fine. Just be in a state of grace. Then Jesus says, after confession, you receive Holy Communion this Sunday on Divine Mercy Sunday or even Saturday night at the vigil. And it doesn't have to be a special mass, any mass. Any mass on Saturday night or Sunday, and you receive Holy Communion, Jesus promises through St. Faustina that the soul that has been to confession and receives Holy Communion will be wiped clean of not only all sin, but all punishment. You know what that is? Brethren, brothers and sisters, what that is? You are being made the spotless bride. You are being cleansed, and Father Seraphim used to say, never will your soul be cleaner other than the moment of your original baptism than it is on Divine Mercy Sunday. And so you have a chance right now to wipe your soul clean. You will be white and pure as the snow. Not New York snow, but pure as the driven snow. And so everybody, as you've been hearing me say, and I'm doing this for maybe the one viewer that hasn't heard this before, because I can't emphasize it enough. As being a fisher of men, all of us are to get our loved ones to heaven, but we got to start with ourselves. You are first and foremost responsible to get your soul to heaven. That is what your number one task is. And you can start today. Make reparation to that Sacred Heart so Jesus can pour out the blood and the water upon the world. Then make reparation to the Immaculate Heart, because it is through Mary that God gives that grace to the world. Then it all culminates on Divine Mercy Sunday, where Jesus said, Divine Mercy is mankind's last hope of salvation. That's it. There is nothing more. Jesus said, go now in the time of my mercy, because after this time, I will come as a just judge. Then it is too late. Please, I beg you, it is not too late. Get to confession if you haven't already been. Receive Holy Communion on Saturday night or Sunday, and make a prayer something similar to this. After you go back to your pew, you say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. And you say, Lord Jesus Christ, you promised Saint Faustina, the soul that has been to confession, I have. And the soul that receives Holy Communion, I just did, will receive the grace of complete forgiveness of not only all sin, but all punishment. And you will receive that grace, or Jesus lied. And as I always say, nobody's going to claim that. Why does Jesus offer this on that eighth day? Because it completes the octave of Easter. And that eighth day represents eternity, when we enter into the afterlife to meet him. That's when he comes as your groom. You are the bride. You are to be united with him, but you can't be if you are soiled and sinful. This cleans it up. Confession wipes away the sin. Communion also wipes away together with it the punishment that you are due to sin. So in essence, you are spotless, ready to enter right in to the heavenly feast and the banquet of the wedding feast of the Lamb. You cannot ask for more greater graces than we have had in the last 8 days and that we're about to incur tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. If you are watching right now, that purpose that God has you tuning in is so that you can get this grace. Before long, we will all go before our Lord, and he will say, I sent you this grace. Did you respond? And he'll say, I even sent that loudmouth priest to tell you over and over and over again to get this grace. And so please do. You will be in no way, shape, or form sorry ever. What do you got to lose? Nothing but your soul. And so there is nothing more important that you can ever do in your entire life than what we are able to do with the grace of the next 3 days, culminating in Divine Mercy Sunday. For those of you who have heard this before, I apologize, but that may be a sign of God saying, make sure you do it, and help those you love to also do it. God bless you.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.